By the year 2030, the smartphone as you know it is, well, it's likely going to disappear.
Right. Totally replaced by this invisible network of ambient intelligence that you just wear on your face and fingers.
Exactly. But to understand how your screens are going to just vanish tomorrow, we really have to look at the Silicon Wars that started decades ago. So, welcome to the deep dive. Today's mission is exploring a longitudinal analysis of computing from 2000 to 2030.
And, why should you care about this architectural evolution? Because understanding this shift explains exactly why your current devices perform the way they do right now. And more importantly, where your technology budget is heading next.
Okay, let's unpack this. The core conflict driving this entire evolution is the shift from the traditional x86 processor architecture over to ARM.
Yeah, the Great Migration, really.
Right. People used to compare x86 to like a gas-guzzling muscle car, but I think it's really more like a genius polymath who insists on reading a whole encyclopedia just to answer a really simple question.
That is a great way to put it. I mean, it's incredibly powerful, but it gets completely exhausted by those complex instruction sets.
Yeah, whereas ARM is more like a highly efficient hybrid vehicle or, an assembly line of specialists. They only know how to do simple tasks, but they do them so efficiently that it uses a fraction of the energy.
What's fascinating here is how that exact efficiency shift, which was originally sparked by the smartphone boom back in 2007, fundamentally created our current 2026 multi-device reality.
Because suddenly everything could be a computer.
Exactly. Because of that highly efficient architecture, the average household is now seamlessly juggling like six different connected
Which
devices.
is wild to think about. And because ARM completely shattered that old single device paradigm, it just fractured how we actually use traditional computers today.
Oh, absolutely. The data shows that daily desktop use has plummeted to just 58%.
Wow, down from what, 89% a decade ago?
Yeah, exactly. And at the same time, 15% of households are now entirely smartphone only.
So I have to ask, if ARM is handling our daily loads so effortlessly, are desktops basically dead? Like just dinosaurs waiting for the meteor?
Well, no, not at all. They haven't died. They've just been culturally repurposed into what the data calls a trust layer.
A trust layer.
Yeah, we don't go to the desktop to mindlessly browse anymore. We go to the desktop when the stakes are high. Think heavy financial transactions, 4K ray trace gaming, or, complex professional compiling.
Right. So it's no longer a tool for casual connection, it's a tool of authority.
Precisely. For the bulk of daily digital life, those efficient ARM chips like the Apple M5 or Snapdragon X2, they handle the load effortlessly. They actually render modern web pages 30% more efficiently than older architectures ever could.
But, and here's the catch, even with that incredible efficiency, traditional chips started hitting a hard thermal ceiling.
Oh yeah, they were literally getting too hot trying to process the massive amounts of AI data we deal with daily.
Right. The industry had to invent a completely new architecture that wouldn't melt our laptops. So, enter the NPU. And here's where it gets really interesting.
The neural processing unit.
Yes, think of the NPU like a dedicated sous chef in a busy restaurant. Their only job is rapidly chopping vegetables all night, which frees up the head chef, your CPU, to focus on cooking the complex main dishes.
It's close to a sous chef, yeah. But imagine if that sous chef could chop 40 trillion vegetables a second without breaking a sweat.
Okay, that is a terrifying mental image, but I get the point.
Right. Unlike CPUs that process tasks in a single file line, NPUs are designed for massive parallel matrix math. They process thousands of AI calculations simultaneously.
Which is why a 2026 AI PC can perform 40 trillion operations per second, or TOPS, while pulling just 2 to 3 watts of power.
Exactly. Compare that to older architectures that required 15 to 45 watts to do those same tasks. You can see why this fundamentally eliminates that thermal bottleneck.
And that 2 to 3 watt efficiency doesn't just save battery life, it completely changes where our data lives.
If we connect this to the bigger picture, this specialized hardware unlocks cloud privacy. Because you now have that intense processing power and thermal headroom locally, you can run massive AI models right on your device.
So you don't have to send your personal data to a remote server anymore.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Which brings us to the real end game here.
Yeah, this massive push for secure local AI processing is the exact catalyst for the next huge leap coming by 2030.
For sure. By 2027, these NPUs will just be standard in all laptops.
But by 2030, the hardware landscape completely shifts toward wearables. Specifically, we're talking about smart glasses and rings.
Precisely. And You know, the limiting factor for wearables has always been thermal headroom. You can't put a massive processor and battery on your face without it getting dangerously hot or heavy.
Yeah, nobody wants a burning computer strapped to their eyes.
No, definitely not. So your smartphone essentially becomes a hidden compute hub in your pocket.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, it uses its powerful architecture to do the heavy lifting, basically acting as the local server for a localized AI network that you wear.
That makes perfect sense. The glasses don't need all the heavy silicon. They just need to stream the data from the hidden hub in my pocket.
Right. It's just an interface.
We've gone from being chained to a heavy beige tower under a desk to wearing an invisible network that analyzes the world around us in real time.
This raises an important question, really. How do we adapt when the PC is no longer a physical tool that we actively use, but an ambient intelligence that passively assists us?
It completely changes our relationship with the digital world.
It does. Which leaves you with this to consider. If your devices are evolving into an invisible, constant layer of digital mediation, analyzing and augmenting everything you look at or touch,
yeah.
Well, how will that permanently alter your organic perception of physical reality?